daf lamed aleph mud aleph, animal rights versus ritual. Shalach teshalach lidvar mitzvah minayin. We learned yesterday how human dignity doesn't come before the mitzvot of the Torah. The mitzvot take precedence over human dignity, except for specific cases where the Torah tells us. And that's why if a person finds he's wearing shatnez, even in public, he has to take his clothes off in that theoretical case. Except for specific cases, we learned one was in the case of Avedo, person of great dignity finds lost property that is undignified for him to deal with. The case of having to bury a dead body, even though that means putting aside the mitzvah of giving a bris to one's son and other such things, the mitzvah comes first, not the normally the mitzvah would come first. In those specific cases, the Torah tells us that human dignity comes first. But generally, the default is the mitzvah comes before anything. The mitzvah of the Torah comes before anything. So it's strange that when it comes to animals, we'll see a case where you do put the interests of the animal before the mitzvah, or so it appears. We'll understand that in greater detail. In so doing so, we'll go deeply into the mitzvah of shiluach hakein, of sending the mother bird away if you want to take the eggs or the little goslings of the bird. And by understanding a Rambam, a Ramban, and Rabbeinu Bechaya, we'll see how deep the reasons for the mitzvahs go, and how cosmic they are in their implications. And particularly, we'll see the unbelievably central role that the Jewish mother plays, both in this time of difficulty of the Jewish people and certainly throughout Jewish history. Starting with the posuk in Ki Tetzi, Ki Karei Kan Tzipor Lefanecha Baderech, you find a bird's nest on the way, you want to take the eggs, you want to use the eggs of the bird, it's a kosher bird. You can't just do so. However, shalach to shalach et ha'em, you have to first send the mother away. Ve'et habanim tikach lach, then you can take the little ones. Leman yitav lach v'ha'arach tayamim, in order that it should be good for you and you should have length of days. Says our Gemara. It says shalach to shalach. There's a double usage of the word. Shalach to shalach. You shall send, you shall surely send the mother away. Surely, shalach chadazimna, perhaps shalach means one time. You've got to send the mother once. If it comes back again, you don't have to worry. Teshalach trezimni. Then it says teshalach to say, no, even a second time, you've got to send the mother away even twice before you can take the eggs. Says the Gemara, Omar Leino, says the Gemara, that's not so. But shalach means afilu me'apamim mashma. Shalach means even 100 times. That you, no matter how many times the bird comes back, you've got to keep chasing it away. So what's teshalach? If shalach means you've got to keep on doing it, no matter how many times it takes you to do it, what's teshalach? Hein li ela ledvar harashut, says the Gemara, an amazing thing. That's if you just want to use the eggs, you want to cook the eggs for dinner, that's what you do. But what about elidvar mitzvah minayin? What about if you want to do a mitzvah with the little birds or with the mother bird? What do you do then? Talmud lomar teshalach mikol makom. Still, you have to send the mother bird away. You can't just take the little birds away, the little birds. Even if there's a mitzvah, you've got to do shiluach hakein. Says Rashi, what does ledvar mitzvah mean? Rashi and our Gemara. Hayat tzarich letaher bo et hametzorah. For example, you needed to conduct the process of purifying a metzorah, somebody who had tzaraat, this form of spiritual disease, something like leprosy. And then they have to go through a whole cleansing process, which includes korbanot, and it includes the use of a bird. Minayin she'asur be'em al habanim. Even then, if you need the bird for the korban, you can't take the mother without sending her away. Talmud lomar teshalach. That's what it comes to teach you, not only shalach, but also teshalach. Why does Rashi tell us this case exactly? It could be any mitzvah. Why is it this mitzvah specifically? You could be wanting to prepare the food for a suudat mitzvah. You're marrying a child, or there's an important occasion. There might be many reasons why you want to use this particular bird. Why does it say letaher bo adam tzorah? That goes to the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, at the very end of Chulin, where we've got a parallel sugya, where the Gemara says there, Aseh doche lo taseh, surely Aseh should be doche lo taseh. So the Gemara goes through and says, I might have thought, this is not just an Aseh doche lo taseh, this is not just a case of a positive mitzvah which would be able to push aside a negative mitzvah, meaning that I should do the positive mitzvah even if it means I can't send the mother bird away. Here there's a mitzvah Aseh and lo taseh, there's a positive and a negative. You're not allowed to take the birds, the little birds, and you have to send the mother bird. There are two mitzvahs involved. A negative, you thou shalt not, and a thou shalt. And if you've got a mitzvah saseh to do, you've got a positive mitzvah to do, a positive mitzvah isn't going to push aside both a positive and a negative mitzvah. So therefore, the mitzvah of shiluach haken, of sending the mother bird away, comes first. Says the Gemara Bat, it goes through various different cases. We can look at a case where in a particular circumstance, there's just an asay, there isn't a law to asay, there's just a positive mitzvah. So you've already taken the mother bird. What do you do now? So the Gemara says, I might have thought that if it's just one asay versus another asay, I want to do a particular mitzvah, and I've got the mitzvah sending the mother bird away. Maybe the other asay would work. For example, when it's l'taheret ha-metzorah. Why? An amazing Gemara. The Gemara says, Salka daita choyl v'amar mar gadol shalom shebein ish le'ishto. The peace and harmony and love between a husband and a wife is so important, because we know from Sotar that Hashem is willing to wipe his name out from the scroll of the Sotar, so as to reestablish peace between husband and wife. That is so important that since during the cleansing process of the Tzara'at, they're not allowed to be intimate, and once they've brought this offering with the bird, they can now be intimate. I might have thought it's so important to bring husband and wife back together again in intimacy that this comes before the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. That's why Rashi said, Tzarich letaher bo et ha-metzora. So comes the word shalach to tell you, even if it's an asay, it's not an asay versus an asay plus a lot asay. Even if it's just, there's a mitzvah asay, I want to do a mitzvah. And there's the mitzvah to send the mother away. Which mitzvah takes precedent? I might have thought that the mitzvah of purifying the metzorah comes first because it entails peace between husband and wife. Says the Gemara, says the Torah, no, shalach to shalach. No matter what, you must send the mother away. No matter what other mitzvah you're doing. Even if it's such an important mitzvah as cleansing the woman from her tzara'at so that husband and wife can come back together again. Such an important mitzvah to bring husband and wife together again in intimacy. Even then, the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein comes first. You've got to send the mother bird away. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shechita, Asul litol et eima bal alabanim va'afilu letaher ba'inan tzara'at. Rashi, the Rambam incorporates the way Rashi learns from the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Mem Aleph. Even if it's to be Mitaher Tamatzorah and bring husband and wife together, she mitzvah, which is a mitzvah. Even then, you've still got to do Shiluach HaKein. She'ein asei doche lo ta'asei ve'asei. The Rambam brings the main reason. The main reason is you've got an asei and a lo ta'asei, and even a very important mitzvah can't push aside a package of a positive and a negative mitzvah together. That's why this mitzvah is so important. And he doesn't mention the shalach to shalach. I might have thought that you can, because tzara'at is such a, to be metayer, the woman from tzara'at, it's such a great thing. I might have thought that you can. That's why the Torah uses the extra word. The Rambam doesn't mention that. What's the reason for shiluach haken? The Rambam says in Moreh Nevuchim, very well-known Moreh Nevuchim, in Chelek Gimel Perek Memches, he says the whole idea of shechita is to slaughter an animal in a humane way. And we're allowed to eat animals, he goes to why we're allowed to slaughter them all together. But if we are slaughtering it, that has to be in a humane way. And we're very concerned about the humaneness of the way we treat animals, says the Rambam, because things like that, for example, you can't kill a mother and the child on the same day, because the suffering of an animal for the loss of a child is as painful to the animal as it is to a human. Because this is instinctual, this is not some higher level. The pain that a mother feels at the loss of a child, that's instinct, and as such it applies to an animal just as it applies to a human. And you can't cause that kind of anguish to an animal, and that, he says, is the reason also for shiluach hakein. That you can't take the birds away from the mother bird, and she sees it. The mother bird is away, she doesn't have a memory. She comes back and the nest is empty, she isn't as pained and as troubled by it. But to take the birds away in front of her, that's something that you're not permitted to do. So that's what the Moreh Nevuchim says. If the Moreh Nevuchim says the reason for Shiluach HaKein, hello Mil, hello Donny, come and sit down. These are good people all the way from Los Angeles. And is it Yad Mordechai? Where are you? Yad Binyamin, I mean. Who are regular listeners of the Matmonim. Milt is an old friend, was a neighbor, has been a Talmud for many years. Don is a significant Talmud Chochem here in Eretz Yisrael, and both of them are chavrusas of yours. They learn the Matmonim with you every day. So very happy to have you with us. Donny, it's an honor that you learn the Matmonim. I've always said that one of the this the amazingly wonderful surprises of the Maimonim to me has been that there are so many people who follow it, who learn it, some of whom have no background in learning at all. We've got women, we've got non-Jewish people who find meaning in it. And we've got Talmidei Chachamim like you who find meaning in it as well. And that's a great honor to have you here with us today. So if the Rambam's telling us the reason is the pain we cause the animal, yesterday we learned that even human dignity doesn't come before a mitzvah, unless the Torah specifically tells you. Why would the Torah be telling us here, it comes to Shiloach HaKen, the pain for the bird is so severe, that even if you're busy doing a mitzvah, even if it's as great a mitzvah as to be metaher et zarat, to bring a husband and wife together again, what a great mitzvah! No, but the bird comes first. Why would that be? So there's the famous Ramban, which everybody has to know. Parshas Ki Tetzeh, you can put it in your calendar when we get to Parshas Ki Tetzeh to spend the whole Shabbos going over the Ramban on Shiloach HaKen in the Parshas Ki Tetzeh. Every person has to know that Ramban. The Ramban quotes the Rambam, and he says it's not really because of cruelty to the animals, and he goes through various reasons why not. V'yoter nachon ba'avur shelo nitachzer. It's about the effect that cruelty to animals has on a human. And he says, and you see, for example, people who are slaughterers, they're often cruel people. And we're not talking about shochtim. We have to spend so much time being careful that the animal doesn't suffer pain. But regular slaughterers are often very very coarse people. And the Ramban, and he goes through various different Gemaras to prove it. It's not about the animal. It's that being cruel to an animal makes a human being cruel. It damages the refinement of a human being, and the Torah is concerned about the refinement of the human being. In that case, one understands it a little bit better. Shiloach HaKen is not just about put the animal first. No, put the human being first. And yes, bringing a husband and wife together again by being metaher mitzarat is a great mitzvah, but not at the expense of human character. You don't do a mitzvah in a way that's damaging who you are. And if you're going to take the birds without sending the mother away, you're going to be damaged. Yes, you'll bring a husband and wife together, but you can't do a mitzvah for somebody else in a way which damages your spiritual being, which damages your human character and your humanity and your refinement. That's your first obligation. You've got to take care of that. And the Ramban says at the end of it, he says, V'hineh ha-mitzvah hazot romezet l'inyan gadol. But it goes much further than that. This mitzvah has a much greater side to it. And he goes on to develop it in a Kabbalistic way. The Rabbeinu Bechaya, who's part of the same school as the Ramban, explains the inyan gadol a little bit more easily to access. And he says a wonderful idea. Sheyesh b'kiyum mitzvah zot hit'orerut rachamim al kol ha'olam. When you chase the mother bird away, you're increasing the levels of mercy in the whole world. It's not just the bird you're dealing with. You actually have a cosmic impact on the entire universe when you do that. And that is because when the mother suffers and feels the pain, she feels such pain, v'holechet v'rotzah la'abed et atzma, she wants to commit suicide. Umitoch tzara gadol, and because of this terrible pain that the mother bird feels, hasar ha'memuneh al ha'ofot, the spiritual power of birds, the angels in charge of birds, mevakesh rachamim ma'akadosh baruch hu, goes right to Hashem's throne and says to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you can't have such cruelty going on in the world. People, birds are suffering. Bring mercy. V'az HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shekatuv bo v'rachmav al kol ma'asav, mamshich shefa ha'rachamim al kol ha'mitzta'arim v'atzrichim rachamim u'merachem elayim. He doesn't just take care of the bird and comfort the bird. He increases the level of mercy in the whole world so that the bird is included in that level of mercy being increased, and the bird feels comforted as a result of that. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, as a result of the bird's anguish, dials up the level of mercy in the world, and there's more rachamim in the world. Shamekayim mitzvah zu meshalach hu siba le'orer rachamim al kol ha'olam v'tov lo imahem. When a person fulfills this mitzvah, he adds to the mercy, to the rachamim, to the empathy and sympathy in the entire world. And he among them, people are nicer to one another. People are more caring to one another. Wars come to an end. Battles and struggles come to an end because Hashem dials up the level of rachamim because of this mitzvah. The Rabbeinu Bechaya goes on to say, there's no brocha for this mitzvah because you don't do it if you don't need the eggs. You don't go, it's not one of those mitzvahs which you must go out and do. It's if you happen to find a nest and you happen to need the eggs, then you're, or the little birds, then you do this mitzvah. But it's not a mitzvah you go out and try and do, and therefore there's no bracha for the mitzvah. But we see from there the cosmic impact of this mitzvah. It's much bigger because this bird is crying out, and that's why there's a mitzvah asay. If it was just a mitzvah lo ta'asay, then the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim would be enough to understand it. Why don't you do it? Because you're causing terrible anguish to the birds. But what about the mitzvah asay? There's a positive mitzvah. What's the positive mitzvah got to do with the anguish of the birds? By simply not taking the children away in the face of the mother, I'm taking care of the bird. Now there's still a positive mitzvah. I've got to chase the mother away and thereby fulfill a positive mitzvah. What's that positive mitzvah? Says the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Bechaya. This is not just about saving the anguish for the bird. This is about building refinement into the human being and further dialing up the scale of rachamim, of mercy in the entire universe. That's what happens when you do this act of kindness to the bird. And so we realize from all the things we do, when we do something positive, what a cosmic impact it has beyond, far beyond the actual thing that we're busy working with. From this we need to understand if a bird, through the anguish it feels from the loss of its babies, can arouse rachamim in the whole world. Imagine in our situation today, when Jewish mothers are crying out to Hashem for rachamim, to have mercy on their sons who are busy protecting us in very difficult and dangerous times. How does the Ribbono Shel Olam respond to a Jewish mother who's crying from the loss of a precious child who was there defending us and fighting for us in a situation where we are so much at risk? What is the Ribbono Shel Olam's response to that? To understand the power of the Jewish mother. If the power of a mother bird can change the world, if the power of a mother bird can bring the Malach HaMemune al-Arachamim, can bring this angel that's in charge of mercy for the birds, can bring the bird angel to Hashem, and that can change the world, it can change the direction of history. One little bird that you did something for can change history. What can a human being do? What can a mother do that when she feels this kind of anguish for a human son, for a Jewish son, who died al Kiddush Hashem, or who's at risk of dying al Kiddush Hashem, how powerful that is. So when we think in our days now, in our times now, of the gratitude we feel to the people who are out there fighting for us and risking their lives for us, the enormous gratitude we feel for them, we've also got to feel so much gratitude for the Jewish mothers that allow their sons to do that, encourage their sons to do that, support their sons in doing that, and turn to Hashem from that very deep place of prayer that none of us can access it if we're not in their situation, and ask Hashem to dial up the rachamim, to dial up the levels of mercy and sympathy and empathy in the universe, the same as he does in the case when we send a mother bird away from her nest.